Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. Pope Francis landed Monday in the eastern city of Elgin, the second stop on a tour of the island nation, and one day after meeting with the Castro brothers, who have ruled Cuba since 1959. Elgin, 743 kilometers east of Havana, has been a cradle of the Catholic faith on the island and is known for a cross that has overlooked the town for centuries. The Pope is scheduled to celebrate Mass in Elgin's Revolution Plaza, where tens of thousands had gathered, and will visit La Loma de la Cruz, a cross and lookout point above Cuba's third largest city. The United States is reportedly considering abstaining from a potential UN General Assembly vote calling for an end to its longstanding trade embargo against Cuba, but U.S.-Cuba relations have taken a dramatic turn since the last vote in October 2014. In July, the two governments ended 54 years of antagonism and agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations. Embassies in Havana and Washington subsequently reopened, and U.S. President Barack Obama publicly urged Congress to lift the embargo. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday that significant progress has been made in the U.N.'s long-running probe into allegations Iran worked to develop nuclear weapons. Yukiya Amano said environmental samples were taken at the Parchin military site before his visit in a process that included Iranian representatives swiping samples. Authentication by the agency of the samples was achieved through use of an established verification process, Amano told reporters. The samples have been brought to Vienna and will be analyzed by agency experts located there. This is VOA News.